All right, we are back. Good morning. Welcome to a very, very busy Monday here. We are dealing with 66 degrees right now, and partly sunny. Got a few showers showing up on radar. We will have more information, too, about the chemical spill at the Cargill plant north of Wahpeton. That was called in at 5:45 this morning. If you haven't heard of this, was plume in the air, according to Brett Lambrecht. And we're going to get more information on this and pass it along to you. No injuries reported. And the leak was in one of the tanks. Hazmat teams from Fargo coming down to help seal the tank as well. And again, we'll get you more information on that. It is Chalk Fest week going on here in the Twin Towns. Katie Robber in from the Chamber. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your normal Monday, our normal Monday chat.
It is.
Is what it is.
Today, yeah.
Hey, folks, Katie needs volunteers. Okay,
yeah.
Let's just throw that out right away.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
There's a lot of opportunity to lend a helping hand.
All right.
So if you are interested in helping run this amazing festival, please give us a call at the Chamber. It's 642-8744. Or shoot us an email, info@wbchamber.net.
All right.
We'll happy to assign you a spot. Yeah,
absolutely, and yeah. Let you know what you can do to help out with Chalkfest. You brought Julie in from Essentia.
I do. Julie Rosenberg is with us.
Julie, good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you. Good to have you on the show this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, again, we've been sort of ping-ponging questions, you and I, with you.
Yeah, we have, with our corporate sponsor interviews.
And hats off to your corporate sponsors, too,
right.
Because they've just stepped up like they always do.
They really have. They're an integral part of the Borderline Chalk Fest, and we can't pull this off without our amazing corporate sponsors.
So. And we've got our questions. You really are organized.
Well,
you send me questions, it's like, okay, let's do the ping pong.
Yeah.
So you can go first and ask Julie these questions.
Yeah. Okay. Question number one. Are you ready?
I am.
So Julie is from Essentia Health. So tell us a little bit about Essentia Health and what role it plays in our community.
So we are a large integrated health system. I think most people probably know our main hospital sits in Fargo, but we've been around in the community for years, and we're just happy to be a part of the Wahpeton-Breckenridge community and supporting all of the individuals that live and reside in these communities, and being able to be a healthcare provider to meet individual healthcare needs for those individuals.
And kind of a legacy establishment, too.
We are.
Yeah, yep. you've been there for a while. So, Julie, what inspired you to become part of Chalkfest this year?
Yeah, we definitely believe, as part of our mission, that it's important to be an active part of our communities and to support community events like Chalkfest. And so we really looked at this as a great opportunity for us to become involved. Certainly Chalkfest is a way to bring community together. And we know without the community partnerships that we have and the relationships that we continue to build, things like Chalkfest wouldn't happen. And so we're really happy to be a corporate sponsor of the event, and just really looking forward to seeing all the people come out for the event and taking part of all the festivities.
Yeah. From what I understand, Mr. Weatherman says it is going to be an absolute beautiful weekend.
And I'm relaying,
so far.
Yes, I'm relaying what I heard from Uncle Mick this morning that said some showers on Saturday morning, and then, quoting him now, a gorgeous weekend ahead.
Yeah.
I knew I couldn't wait for you to get in here because
I
wanted
excited.
To tell you that. So you got good weather coming.
So, too. You know, it's just going to, what I'm saying is there's going to be so many opportunities, and the weather's not going to hold you back for coming to visit us.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Because it's going to be amazing.
Well, and it doesn't look like it's going to be unbearable for the artists out there on the street, too.
Right.
Years past.
And for the runners.
That's right.
Yes. So we have a 5K run at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Minus a tornado.
don't say that.
Well, it doesn't look like that's in the forecast.
No, not even close.
So it's going to be perfect weather for there's a family run, and there's a 5K, full 5K run.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be the most spectacular weekend.
And that's why you're
really
needing volunteers, too, because this thing just keeps growing
it
and
does.
Growing
it's,
and growing.
It's big this year. It really is.
And sold out on food vendors.
Sold out on food vendors, sold out on regular vendors as well. We have no more spots.
No space for it.
No space.
Okay. So, I love to hear that, by the way.
I know. It's a good problem to have.
So, Julie, I got to ask, what is your favorite part of Chalk Fest? What do you look forward to?
I just like seeing all of the activity and the action in the community. I mean, I think it just really speaks to the vibrancy of the community, and it's great to see people out and about and taking advantage of not only Chalk Fest, but the other great amenities that we have available here in the community. And it's just it's a great way to make those connections and something for people to do, and it's free. That's
right.
The best part.
The best part, I always say the best part of Chalk Fest is the price.
Yeah.
And do you not love seeing the little kids? I mean, the kids when they get involved, like in the Mandela there by the courthouse.
Yes.
That is just so cool watching that take place. And you don't necessarily have to be a kid either. You can be an adult and grab a piece of chalk.
I put my mark on there.
See? So you can get going with this, too.
The festival is for all ages, from infants to 110 years old.
Right.
There's something there for everybody, and it's a family-friendly event, and it's just great.
And nice to have Essentia involved in this, too. It's a nice dovetail for what you do at Essentia for the community.
Absolutely.
And then to kind of, you know, join together with Chalk Fest, too. Mm-hmm. It's a nice arrangement, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Julie, thank you so much for coming in here.
Thanks for having me.
And being on the show. Appreciate it. And we'll look for you at Chalk Fest. Katie, what else? Other than volunteers, what else you got for me this morning?
You know, it's just going to be a big week of prepping for this event. We got the t-shirts in and they look awesome.
All right. Yeah, and you have prepped. You and your crew have prepped.
Yeah, we're in full Chalk Fest mode. So we're busy, but we're around. So,
and you're going to be back on Thursday with another corporate sponsor.
Our last corporate sponsors, NDSCS, will be on.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So we will talk then.
You bet.
Katie, appreciate it. Thank you. Katie Robert, Chalk Fest week. Excitement going on here in the Twin Towns. It's 916, the Voice of the Valley. Good morning.